Addict named Mike.
Hello.
I did the NA History Workshop here 4 years ago, and I've done a bunch of research because this is very researchable, something that we've got a lot of documents that are out there. You know, ever since NA started, we started making meeting lists and having service meetings and service minutes, and, you know, just find your old-timers, shake them down. They've got everything, you know. And so I wrote a speech 4 years ago, and I intended to update it, you know, when I was here and did that workshop then, but I didn't. And my topic then was the history of the Chesapeake Potomac region. I'm going to keep it to that. I've got a couple things other than that. There's so much you could say about NA history, you know, and I got clean in 1987, so I've seen a lot of different things happen and experience a lot of changes in our fellowship and our literature that's available and the way we carry the message and the services we offer and how we've adapted to the changes in the world and all this kind of stuff. One of the things that happened, you know, I'm a pack rat and a hoarder. And I went to a meeting and I picked up a flyer and I picked up a meeting list and I went home and I used it till it wasn't good anymore, but I didn't throw it away. I just threw it in a box. And so, you know, now it takes up two-thirds of the basement. I just wanted to show you a couple of things that I used when I wrote this speech. One of them, you know, and there's so much stuff that you could get and collect if you care about that. I got a 1981 World Directory. This is something you shouldn't throw away. If you end up with one of these, don't throw it away. I'm just going to put it there. I looked through it and saw that there were, you know, 11 meetings in Maryland, and then there's a section in the front that says these are the meetings that added since the first printing of this, and there's 11 meetings there, too, in Maryland. All of Maryland had 22 meetings in 81. I got a 1984 World Directory. This is all the people that took their groups and registered them with the world. So just a little bit of show and tell. Here's the CMP regional meeting list from April, May of 2015. I counted the meetings in this. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. So start this with a little show and tell. Here I have a December 1989 CMP regional directory for NA. And Chesapeake Potomac region was very different in December of 89. It was before Free State region started their own region. And then I also have this really nice, this is, I think it's a photocopy of Chesapeake Potomac Regional Directory. It even has a hand-drawn map on the front that shows where the areas are. And it goes way down and into Virginia, Tidewater Peninsula area. And Baltimore area was the only area that's in Free State at the time. And there's all this area that there's no NA. There's no area. It's crazy. And so I think this is from 1984. It's got a report about starting the CMP and all this kind of stuff. And I'm going to talk about the things that are in here. And so the eight areas that were part of this: Blue Ridge, D.C., Northern Virginia, Baltimore, Central Maryland, Richmond, Peninsula, Tidewater. That was CMP a long, long time ago. So let me tell you, let me see. I want to thank the committee for asking me to do this. And thank John for coming out. Really appreciate your friendship. So here, you know, it's 2015, and you know, when I got interested in NA history, there were no books about NA history. There was no internet. There was no books by individuals. There were no books by committees. And they all exist now, you know. And you can go online. You can go on Facebook, and you could look on Facebook for Mike and Chris's cool NA history page. You mean one of the 5,000-plus people looking at pictures that he took and people telling stories. But don't come and fight about the baby blue basic text, because we don't want to fight. We just want to talk about history. We want to talk about the cool history. And look, and that was history, and it's a very polarizing piece of history. And I just don't want to fight, you know. I just want to talk about where we came from and NA growth. So it's not a productive conversation with me. I don't like it. So if I keep it to the history of Chesapeake and Potomac region, Narcotics Anonymous history is the story of a miracle. And my very earliest meetings, I'd go and I'd leave with hope. People would give me hope. But the story about how NA grew and how addicts helped each other carry the message and find a new way of life is really something that is the unfolding of a miracle. Something that really, logically, what I know about addiction says it can't happen, shouldn't happen, and we have done it. Let me tell you about what Chesapeake Potomac region is, because I know you might not know. It's 11 areas and a service body that works together to help them carry the message. And the 11 areas are Battlefield, Central, Maryland, District of Columbia, Dulles Corridor, east of the river, Frederick, ooh, Montgomery, Nirvana, Rock Creek, South Potomac, and Tri-County areas. And they do service to NA meetings in the town of Alexandria, Falls Church, the city of D.C., and these counties. Prince William, Fauquier, Fairfax, did I say it right? Prince George, Loudoun, Frederick, Montgomery, Prince George, St. Mary's, Charles County, Calvert County, and one meeting in Howard County. According to the current month's regional meeting directory, they serve 393 Narcotics Anonymous groups. So CMP has a webpage at cprna.org and cprcna.org, regional service, subcommittees, convention helpline, perform services to aid to the areas and aid the groups to carry the message to addicts in the greater Washington, D.C. and outlying vicinity you never have to use again against your will. 36 years ago, there was hardly any NA in this area, and our message is not nearly the same. There was no area. Maybe there were four groups, not part of a region. There was no basic text, just five IPs and a little white book. And if you don't have addicts, you don't need groups, you don't need areas, you don't need regions or services. And early stories that I heard from members talk about getting a hold of a white book. And NA starts when two addicts get together with 12 steps and 12 traditions of NA and say, let's have a meeting. You know, NA grows when you get two addicts and a coffee pot and a resentment. So, in trying to figure out what I want to say about NA history, and John may do it differently, I decided I wanted to do this without naming anybody, because in a fellowship, Narcotics Anonymous, you know, it's what we've done together that's maybe more important than any individuals and who it was. Although I can't say that I don't have hero worship, I really look up to the predecessors that have been here and shown how to be graceful, how to live in the face of unfairness and, you know, life on life's terms. So our earliest members, when there wasn't much NA, seemed to have a vision that they could recover in NA, that it was where they belonged, or maybe it was something they committed to bet their life on. If this doesn't work, I'm screwed, because AA is definitely not for me. And our earliest service manual talks about trusted service rotation and theorizes structure for growth, unity, and anonymity. So, look, I looked at these, you know, world directories, regional meeting lists, convention programs, newsletters, speaker tapes, world meeting directories, and this is what I found out. In what is now the CMP region, in 1976 World Directory, there's two loners, no groups, just two people on the meeting directory. In 1978, there was one meeting in what is now the CMP region, or in Maryland anyway. Is Monday, 8:30, Falston. That's in the center of Harford County, which is now Susquehanna area. In 1979, the WSC minutes said there were seven regions, but none were representing groups from Maryland, Virginia, D.C., or Delaware. So in 1980, the WSC minutes says Virginia, there's someone from Virginia showed up. There's 13 regions. And a lady from Virginia says that they started a region in Virginia and D.C., and but it was a member, not the RSR from Virginia. And she gave a report and said that NA is 2.5 years old in Virginia Beach with 9 meetings a week, 2 meetings in Richmond, and they started an RSC including Washington, D.C., and possibly North Carolina. But look, that's in the report, and I don't know that it existed, so I'm just telling you what it said. You can go back and read it yourself. It's cool. In 1981, it said that there's a Mid-Eastern region, and I don't believe it was ever called the Mid-Eastern region, that it was called the Mid-Atlantic region, and the groups that were in Washington, D.C., and Virginia and Maryland at that time were part of the Mid-Atlantic region in 81, a total of 14 regions in the world at that time. So in 1982, Mid-Atlantic region, it was reported May 5th of 82 that Mid-Atlantic would be at least 3 regions by this time next year. And I think the ones that spun off from that are New York and Chesapeake Potomac. So in 1983, Mid-Atlantic CMP, there's 2 of the 27 regions at WSC 83. So NA history in the 80s is a story of explosive growth. East Coast Convention started up in 80. There was a bid process, and it moved around, and everywhere it went, NA grew. World Convention also started on a bid process, and they voted on where it should go through 1986, after which they set up with zones and a rotation. So I've listened to a tape from East Coast Convention 6, which was in 85 at Towson, and a guy named Bill Z and a guy named Jim M gave a history talk on East Coast NA history. And Billy talked about how there was one NA meeting that was getting started, and a guy that had a service manual, and he rolled up to it, and he had been cleaning another fellowship at that point. I dropped the name! So, my bad. Okay, so, let's see where I'm at on this. So Baltimore, Washington area formed in November of 80, and with the groups that were here, the only area at the time. So in 81, our groups and areas are part of the Mideastern region, and World Directory says there's 25 meetings in Maryland, 18 in Virginia, and 8 in Washington, D.C. So in August of 81, Baltimore area spun off from the Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Washington area, and so Baltimore area came off, and then Washington metro area split August 31st, 82 into Washington, D.C., Central Maryland, and Norvana areas because they were going to form the region like 2 weeks later. So September 11th, they went to Mid-Atlantic region in Allentown and said, hey, we're going to bow out and form our own region. Thank you so much. Now, I've read things about how NA has grown and how we handle it, the people doing service. Some of them feel abandoned, and they have gotten pissed off, you know. And I read in the Region of Virginia's founding notes that said that, you know, they bowed out of CMP and, when I was in high school, history was not my favorite subject. It was the worst. It was so boring that I did not want to hear it. So to tell you that, you know, I get a story about NA growing and my ability to go on vacation, to go anywhere and pick up a meeting list or call the hotline and find Narcotics Anonymous everywhere in the world. That's a freaking great story, you know. And the growth around here, it's an incredible story how we work together. So they bowed out and, you know, it says in the Region of the Virginia founding minutes that they formed with love this region, but if you ask the people that were at the service meeting, they would say, oh, heck no, that's not how it happened. We were fighting. We weren't happy about this at all. And, you know, it takes some maturity to say, well, we really need to grow, because when we form our new service structure, local people can then participate and do service, and that's where a lot of the magic of selflessness has really occurred for our members, that anyone can do NA service, you know. And the change that happens when that happens. So, Chesapeake Potomac region had the first RSC September 19th in 82 at College Park, and 8 areas were represented: Tidewater Peninsula, Richmond, Blue Ridge, Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Central Maryland, and Baltimore. And, you know, events that happened, we were doing a lot of things, trying to let everybody know you can still have fun in recovery. Virginia was having their camp out, Blue Ridge area camp out. ABCNA 1 was in January of 83, Tidewater hosted it, and Baltimore had the Rock the Boat in July of 1983. I'm so glad that people have taken pictures of these things so you can actually see what's going on there. So, 1983, WSC, estimate these areas have 119 meetings, 33 H&I meetings, and approximately 1,500 recovering addicts, 5 hotlines, and plans to start 2 more. And so, I got a hold of some of these groups of Baltimore had a newsletter called Together We Can. I actually have one over there if you want to see it. And there were 5 to 7 meetings joining the Baltimore area each month in this newsletter. So one of the things in the newsletter was, hey, the news is these are the new groups that are joining. And now it's like a measure of history. You know, if I wanted to know when did this group start, maybe I could get the missing issues that I'm missing and find out when certain groups have joined. People call me up and they're like, hey, I want to know when such and such group formed. And it's a good question because a lot of places NA started and then somebody else kept it going and then somebody else kept it going. And how long has this group been here? Let's have a party, you know. That's what we want to do, have a party. In 1984, ABCNA 2, it's the only convention in the region, annual Virginia convention. held by Peninsula Area. And in 84, a bunch of stuff happened. Washington, D.C. won the bid for World Convention 15 to be held on Labor Day weekend in 85. And the Baltimore area won the bid for East Coast Convention 6 at Towson, third or fourth weekend in June of 85. So I mentioned Region of Virginia spinning off. This is actually the 30th regional convention of the Chesapeake and Potomac, because the first one was called the First Annual Traditions Workshop, and it was held in March of 1985 in Hampton, Virginia. I think that was a convention. So I listened to the tapes from it. And right after that convention, that's when the region of Virginia has had their first meeting and voted to form the region as of that day. And the input from that workshop was recorded and sent into World to be part of Iwerks Hound Why book. Something we didn't have in 85 was Iwerks Hound Why. So Central Atlantic region, renamed region of Virginia, was renamed December of 2007, 5-4, six areas didn't vote. So they now contain 15 areas. They host AVCNA annually since January of 83. Do you guys care about that?
No.
It's not interesting and not CMP. So if you know about this, maybe you should volunteer to any history workshop at AVCNA. Pretty sure that almost seven areas formed before the region of Virginia's, and they had meetings in West Virginia even. So areas formed in 1986, Susquehanna, April of 86, spun off from Baltimore, Delmarva, April of 86. Some of the groups spun off from Tri-County and Greater Philadelphia, and some of them were just hanging around. Areas formed between 87 and 89. My notes say that there was a Bull Run area, right? Anyone from Bull Run? Now that's named Battlefield Area, and I know for a fact that they hosted the AVCNA in 91, January 91. Let me see. Pretty sure Frederick formed in 87, is that right? Frederick area, 87. Bueller. Not sure when South Potomac ASD formed, prior to 88. Do you know? So between June of 88 and December 89, that's my 5 minutes, so let me wrap it up real quick. So, December of 89, there's 15 areas in Chesapeake, Potomac region, Baltimore, Bay, Central Maryland, Delmarva, District of Columbia, East of the River, Frederick, Montgomery, Norvana, Ocean Gateway, Rock Creek, South Potomac, Susquehanna, Tri-County, and Westside. Two more areas joined. Northeast Freedom, Northwest made a 17-area region. We need to wrap it up.
That's right. That's the time.
So, okay. Well, Free State Region started their own region, and it wasn't nice. Same as Region of Virginia's. There were resentments. They were fighting over the baby blue, basic text, I think. And that happened September 15th of 90. Since then, the Bay Area hosted the first convention here at the Ocean City Convention Center in 90. And Westside did it in 90. Bay Area hosted in 91, even though they're part of the new region. First convention of CMP, not counting the Traditions Workshop, was held in the Bay Area in February of 87, Crystal City, Bethesda, next year. And so now we're on a 26-year tradition of being here in Ocean City. And, you won't forget that Baltimore hosted the 24th World Convention in 1994. And thanks for letting me share.
Give him a hand, please.